It's Sunday morning and the sun is trying to come out. The wind is blowing and it's a cold winter day. Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We thank you, Lord, that you brought Brother Freedom here, that you've taken care of him. He's had some difficulties, but Lord, you've taken him through. Thank you for anointing him. And Lord, those people that are so needy, that's all of us are so needy, that we're listening. I pray, Lord, that this message will go into our hearts. I pray that you'll give Brother Freedom a great anointing, a great liberty to preach the word that you have for us today. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Brother Freedom has asked us to read from Revelation chapter 3, beginning with verse 10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. And then verse 15, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and I have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Thank you. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. Lord, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I pray that you'll take my voice and make it where people can hear it this day. Let my words be directed by your Spirit. I claim in my mind will be your mind, and put your mind in my mind, that I might be able to speak your oracles of you this day. Lord, what you put in my heart, speak it through my mouth. Show people throughout the world. Let them hear what you have for them. I'm just like a little radio. I want you to put in me what needs to be put out. And Father, I just tune that into the channel to all over the world. And I pray that I'll be just a voice crying in the world, as prepare ye the way of the Lord. And I pray, Lord, I pray that you'll use me this day. I know why you called me, because you called me because you can take nothing and make something out of it. And then you really took nothing all those years. You cut me down again with a stroke where I'm really nothing. But now is when you're really going to do something. And I praise you. And I'm not a really good solid person in my physical. I've been sort of sick of that, but I know that's because in that all, you're going to make it come and shine. Come a sheet of, oh, glory, you're going to make it for your glory, because you're glorious. And Father, there's nothing like dried up, dry old sermons. There's nothing like not being moved in the Spirit. There's nothing drier than coming into a church condition. There's no Spirit there. It's just dead. And Father, we know it's like a stink to your nostrils. It's like a terrible thing that you see, because your churches, many are so far from you this day. And Lord, I pray that you'll inspire this day by the Spirit of God. Bring alive your power, your anointing, your witness in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe that we're living in a time that we've never lived before, because all these past quite a few years, I've lived undercover. Isn't that trouble? You have to live undercover. It means you have to sort of can do everything that you're doing not to be seen. I mean, my whole, when God, the Lord started training me, was all undercover. Nobody knew what was going on. But God was doing, he said, I'm going to reward you openly. The first thing that God, the Lord made me do, he says, he wanted me to take a vow that anything he did or said, I wouldn't say it until he gave a release on it. I told him I'd do it. So I've kept many, many things in my heart. But God has expanded my glory. I've never had the words, the ability to get them out. If I had this, unless the Spirit would come upon me. I know one time I went to church and I thought, well, I'm going to give them, and that testimony just turned the flop because I wasn't the way God wanted to do it. Everything I've half done has to be under His command. I am not my own. I've been bought with a price. I've been in heaven when I was about 42 years old. This is all extra time. So I told the Lord from that time on, you just have your way in my heart. I worked in the work fields. I asked him if he wanted me to go to Bible college. Nope. I want you just do exactly like you're doing, and I'll teach you where you are. So the Lord really come down in many, many ways. If you read through my testimonies, you'll see, and that's not near all of them, but there's a bunch of ways that God had come down to show himself known on behalf whose hearts is made perfect toward him. It was all for this day, really, because he said, I'm going to use you in the last hour. How good God is. People don't even want that. They don't want nothing. I can see exactly why I say is God says Ichabod. God departed. In that time, but I was going to church. Everybody said, you need to, my wife said, you need to stay in church. I said, oh, I'll try to do the best I can. But every time I'd go, I just couldn't hardly stand it. The sermons were so dry, so terrible. Maybe I couldn't have done any better, but still, I think that you should have the anointing of God. That's God's approval on your service. That's not asking too much. And when people deliberately say, we do not want them, something is wrong. W-R-O-N-G, wrong. It's totally wrong. There's no way that you can change it. No, it's not good. The Lord is not slack concerns his promises. It says he's long-suffering to us. We're not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. That's really what church is about, is to get people to repent. And after they get repented, then they should be open and taught openly enough to come to leave in the tutorship of God the Father. But they don't do that. They keep it for themselves. Samuel passed Eli. God tutored Samuel. He'll tutor us. 1 hour and the Lord's worth thousands in colleges. The Lord shows you things that nobody else can tell you. He shows you this instant things that's going to last you for a long time. And if he didn't, your spirit is more than capable, with God's hand upon it, to do exceedingly abundant beyond that you can ask or think, according to the power that works within you. It's his power that works within us. And he comes against all the principality, the thing in this world, the things that bind our hearts and lies, and he opens us in the keys of heaven, that our hearts are open to the Spirit of God and allows us to start flowing water, a living life, living waters, wherever you go. All the blessings start flowing. The blessings of the Lord make it rich. You yield to him, he pours out more blessings. All more great power. The will of God being read and nurtured by the Spirit of God. But we find there's dryness in the land. A lot of people claim they know God. But God is the Spirit. He says very plainly, in that day we must worship him how? In spirit. Spirit. Just that simple, spirit and in truth. I guarantee you, I don't see very many churches. There's a lot of flesh. If you can think it, it's flesh. God's a God of new horizon. He's got something for us every day. We're taking like the manna and trying to get it in there. It's already got worms in it because you can't. It's for the day. It takes new manna daily. And the Bible says we're to take up our cross daily. That daily, it's a process and our minds are moved upon by God's Spirit and it keeps us in a place of cleansing, of self-evaluations, of self-judgmentals on ourselves, that we might walk in God's approval, that we might walk in His calling, that we'll not be failures, but we'll be alive, we'll walk in victory. And any time we start walking ourselves, we cause problems. I don't want to pick on churches, but I see fights in churches. I've seen devilish things in churches. It shouldn't be. Without the anointing, this word is void. This word is void. Hear me? Without the anointing, this word is void. There's no, the truth shall set us free. And it takes the anointing of God that fulfills that truth in your hearts that it might come down and touch you. Might do what God has for us. With that, we become a has-been. We become defeated in ourselves. Many times we cannot carry that load that God has for us. It's the Spirit of God. The anointing will break the yoke. The anointing is God's Spirit. But then I see people that they've told me this. They don't want it. But where God's Spirit is, there is liberty. There's power. And I'll tell you, there's nothing that fills your heart like the love of God. Nothing gives you that today. I don't really feel good, but that love of God is so powerful, so wonderful, so uplifting, encourages you, makes you to have a direction that's not looking for things. You're looking for things heavenly. You're looking for the great things to come. You're looking for victory. You're not even caring about what's in the newspaper. You're caring for one purpose. You know you're going home one of these days. And He's coming for those that's looking for that coming. And that should be in our heart all the time. But we're doing of it. We carry on our task and job. But we still, in our heart, there's a little reservation back. I want to serve you, Lord. I want to do your will. About 30 years ago, after I prayed for about 8 years solid, the Lord come in my heart. 10:35, June 6th. And it wasn't just Him. There's two others there with Him. Lord, it's because He heard my cry. And I'd wait upon Him from then until that time He seemed right, He was going to use me just to prepare. Because the Lord told me if I hadn't been right, I would automatically face death because He was in my presence, such heavy. I says, how do I prepare? He says, I'll be with you. I says, well, I work on equipment. He says, that's so what? He says, I want to get that across to people. It doesn't have to be, I want you not 1 hour on Sunday with nothing coming in. You're really not hearing anything, but that's what many of my people, they're hearing a watered down little sermonette, and then they find out pretty soon they're dry. They've lost their way. No wonder. Lord says, I'm going to teach you how it should be. He says, I don't want you to go out and broadcast. Don't say nothing. He says, you can even preach, but you can't say anything. And I've tried to keep away from the things that until this time. I started going to work. The first thing the Lord says, I want you to tithe your word, read my word. And here I was working pretty long days. But I didn't say no. I said, okay. But in my mind, He must have known my mind. I was wondering, how am I going to complete this? And this is going to last for quite a while. I said, okay. And also, when you get behind the steering wheel of that truck you drive, I want you to pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Oh, that's a lot. And then when you get on a job, keep your mind stayed on me too, and I'll really bless you. Don't let it be off out here thinking about the bears over there and the deer over here, but you think about me. You think about your job, but you think about me. All the time, I will keep in perfect peace of mind and stayed on thee because I trust thee. That scripture became alive in my heart. So I started studying God's word. I didn't even study it. But the Lord, after I started, the Lord said, but eat it. So I devoured Bibles. I still do. This is a brand new Bible. I've already got it marked up. And I just eat it. I just eat it. I just go down. And it just becomes something. It's because it's not. I didn't read it to come out. I read it because I need it. It becomes life. God's life inside of me. He comes and lives within me with that the Spirit of God. As time went on, I started praying and miracles started happening. The Lord knew so much more than anybody I ever known. I just go along. He says, what's wrong with this? I don't know, something simple that a lot of people completely missed. But God started showing me the power of His Spirit. Out there today, I want you to recognize there's power in God's Spirit. And He'll never fail you. Never, never, never. Can you get that in your minds this day throughout the world? That God will not fail you. If you'll seek Him, He will come to you. See, we never learned. He told me this morning. God's people never come to really learn to how to seek the Lord. The Bible says, seek the Lord out of strength, seek His face forevermore. And there's many spots seeking the Lord. There's many places in seeking the expression seeking God. But people don't think about it. No, I go to church, I sit in the pew, and I warm my toes. If the sermon gets too much, I'll just close my eyes. We go home. We come back the next week, we do the same thing. In that same process, nothing's happening. It's just like the Israelites left Egypt. They was in bondage in Egypt. God was going to set them free. That's what we do. We're set free, We get in church and we're set free, and we go round and round, round and round, round and round, till we pass away, and the pastor says the commitment, and that's the end of it. No, that's not what God had. He had planned for us to grow till we move out. You know who'll give me trouble in this learning process? Pastors. They found out about me. I got sick one time, and every one of them in town prayed against me. The Lord showed me that. And I never did tell them what I was doing. But they didn't like the spirit I had. You living for the Lord offends them. Something's wrong. I have to be kind. But something is wrong. You know, this living for the Lord in preaching, it's a great heavy load. Because when you come to a people, you're to have love, compassion. And the only way you can get that is by speaking totally to Him. You'll not find it in any place, a college, a seminary, because God works in your heart. God works in all the inner parts of you, those desires, those hidden things that no one knows about. But He helps you. He helps suppress them until you can be free from them. And He moves loving in your heart that you might be a lovely person. But the other way, we actually offend. It's like I heard just this week. I didn't say a word. This brother said that he knew something about someone I was mentioned. And he said, oh, yeah, did you know all this stuff? No, I didn't know all that. But there becomes, in any Christian cases, there comes such a documentary of, oh, why did this happen? It gets to be the thing that sort of, it fills the hearts of people. But brother be overtaken with all fault. Oh, let's just jump up on him. Let's like be like a lot of turkeys. No, that's the walk's not the count. Understand that which his light is in the law of the Lord, and in that law doth he meditate both day and night. But we're to be a blessing. We're to have love. And when we start seeing that we don't have that love, something, and what I'm saying, seeing that, I've been in church all the time from a little bitty kid. I remember we went to church one Sunday, pastor got mad and went out the door. I've heard this happen other places. But it's not right. It's not right for an angry pastor to get up and preach. I've seen a couple of them, went to them, told them they shouldn't preach. They said, I mean, none of my business. One of them, I said, well, this year you're going to be gone. Well, it's not that, you know, how do you know that? And I said, well, I didn't know some of those kind of things. I don't know what you're talking about, but I know what of that. Sure enough, I happened to come back the Sunday, his last Sunday. He asked me to come up there if I could straighten out that mess. And I said, no, I can't help you. I will come up. I just went up there and I said, well, I just got to say God bless you. But I seen the eyes of those people. The hearts, I see those eyes. You can see anger in the eyes. That's why we need the Holy Ghost. We're to look like children of God. We're not to look like this world. We should have a glow. We should be alive. We lost our first love. We get hard. We're very, I don't know how to express it. God wants to be a living epistle, read of all men. We're to be as His children. We're not children of wrath. We're children of life. We're set forth to do the will of God. We're set forth by the Spirit of God. I remember churches say, the Spirit, they're going to set you forth. Well, God sets us forth. Man don't set us forth. God sets us forth. The highway is God's way. But we've made the broad way an earthly way. Why is the way that leads to destruction? It's come down the place. It's a narrow way. See, what's a narrow way? There's few that's in it. What's broad, you got a lot of people there. But the narrow way is getting narrower because there's not many people. Not many people are really serving God with all their heart. There's not many that's out there hearing from heaven. There's not many that's concerned about many souls going out in eternity, being separated all forever. It's terrible what's going to happen to the multitudes. They're going to be in the valley of decision. Joel, multitudes are in the valley of decision. Where are you, O man? Because you have not learned to search for God. Out there, if you can go take a Bible course 24 hours a day for 6 days a week without the Spirit of God, you're nothing. You're total worship. It's by the Spirit. It hurts me when they say critical things about this word. This wonderful word is so special. I'm picking on pastor, but I'm just saying they should be above this. There was four of them there. I just got close enough where I could hear them. And they said, you know, one thing about it, God don't work in specifics. It's just generalities, you know. And that's what, so we, you know, if we can just keep it down here, that we're everything. Well, I can guarantee you, I know God works in specifics in a second. See, these people don't know that you learn that through the Spirit. God should have set that engine off and a ride going to my front now. General, I took an airplane ride down south. We was out there looking at a 623, and so this pilot thought he'd fly out there in this field, and but he flipped up on his nose, and they got the plane down. Well, we got down there with a, we took a pickup from the airport to there, and they helped get him back up. But you know, flying back, I got the feeling that I should pray for that engine. It felt like just something was wrong. We was up about 13,000 feet. We let us out of the airport. We went and he took it up to another airport where he had it. That's where it came from. When they got up there, when he shut the engine off, the prop just fell off. It broke. God is the God of miracles. Time after time, I've seen my God. I tell you what, these skeptics don't have no power. You can live for a God. You can have old rough hands like I have, and God can move through you. And these ones that judge me and said, God can't use you. I mean, the same ones that you, boy, you didn't sit down because God cannot use you. The Lord says, yes, I can. You're not going to listen to them, are you? And I said, no, not if you don't. No, I don't want you to listen. Listen to me. I learned to listen to God. He never failed me none. He has never failed. Here a couple of months ago, I pulled down a road. I didn't see this young kid flying down this road. I guess he was doing 100 miles an hour. I pulled out there and he was there. And I knew he had me. I don't know how God did it, but I'm here. Those skid tracks went through, but I'm out of it. I don't know. I don't even question him. And that's the kind of life you have to have with God before you can minister. I'm saying ministry should be above reproach. I work at it every day. Lest I become a castaway. Lest I lose my zeal, my consecration, my dedication, my ability to God to use me. It's only through His love that He can use me. He can zap me overnight right now. But He loves me. I don't know why He does, because I have nothing. He's everything. He's my, oh God, what I feel in my head is glorious. God is here to supersede all the problems you face in life itself. Oh, I was supposed to say something this morning. I better get it in if I can. We're living in a time very shortly where there's going to be some troubles. We're living in a time of going to be a lot of discouragements. We're going to see a big change very shortly. Men don't know the way. And those that's going to make it. You remember this. Those that make it is going to have their hope in God. You Christians out there, you better get yourself together because that, would you read that again?
Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the
Amen.
Earth.
Amen. See, it's going to come for those who kept, oh, to have, keep that love. Oh, to keep that, what they once had. Oh, they have, they're renewing their strength daily. They're calling upon God. They're seeking Him. Oh, they're taking that cross daily. To those, God is going to keep you. Your hope is in God. And God told me to say, those people, He is going to keep. The others are wondering why you're not hurt. God's going to spare you. Like that car spared me that day. He's going to spare you. You don't know how. Skid marks go right there. And you're out of, you know, there's not a mark on you. There's not a mark on your car. And the kid was driving just terrified. He must have seen something that I never seen. Pulled over. I don't know what he's seen. He was terrified. God did something. God's God of wonders. He's the God of peace. You don't have to worry if you're in God. Did you have need to worry if you go your own willful way? I'll tell you, if you churches don't get life, you're going to go your own willful way. If you're not directed by the Spirit, you're going to miss it. The Spirit of God is your strength. But the natural man receives not the things from the Spirit of God, for their foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, for they're spiritually discerned. You never learned how to pray? You know, I went up to a prayer meeting a few years back. I'm not belittling, but those people didn't know nothing about praying. Nothing. Here they're supposed to be a sanctified. They didn't know how to get to God. Natural churches do not know how to seek God. God can't speak their hearts. He can't let them know. God wants to work with His people. But we have to stay available to Him to reach us. He'll never force us to do nothing. You gotta say, Lord, I want you. He said, well, sit back and burn for a while. Sit down for a few days. Hey, I sat down for about 30 years not doing too much. I'm just waiting upon him. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew. And why are we renewing? It needs to be completed all the time. Renewing of my faith. The renewing of my love. My concern. My dedication. That I'll not be fearful. I'll be mindful. That I'll be joyful. I'll live in peace. I'll live in blessings. Oh, that I'll believe in being faithful. Oh, by the faithful one that loves us and keeps us. We need to present ourselves a living sacrifice unto God, which is only a reasonable service, that we might be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good, acceptable, perfect will of God. We failed. We're failing. But God doesn't want us to be failures. I learned so much. God taught me so much. I went up one time and I was so cold. It was in October, November. Set me up on a D9 by myself. They thought I could do anything. Well, I could do a lot because God helped me. But the Lord was sending me in the truck, and I drove about 200 miles to get to the machine. It was getting colder and colder and colder. Never will forget the day. I said, oh, I don't know if I got enough clothes, Lord. I said, well, it's going to look awful cold. The Lord says, I'll tell you how to do it. See, God wants us to be look good. I want you, this is for us right now. It's why that happened. He wants you to look good. He don't want, he wants you to go down and have to go through a lot of things. He's prepared a way for you right now. And you can just take over right now. And God's going to bless you. You're not going to have to do all what Brother Freedom had. God's going to let you get your start right now. You don't have to go back. But you got to trust. Trust. That's the only thing you got to do. Hang on to trust. That I know I'm going to believe in him. He's going to bring me through. I'm going to be victorious in him. I'm going to be his child. What excites me is just we become his full child. And he uses down here of this land, all with all power. And we don't tell people. We just do the will. Here a few years ago, some things I've let up. But some things that God says, no, I don't sound out even yet. God is real. But anyway, I got there, the Lord says, I want you to just get your pencil paper out. Just stop. It's just pull over. Park. We do this before we get to the machine. How's that? So I just pulled over and left the heater on the truck. And must have been way down freezing. Snow on the ground, I think. Nice and cozy there. And when the Lord just, I just started writing down parts list. Now he says, you just drive up there to the machine. You call back to your office. Tell them that you've got a parts list for them. So they'll not ask you how you got it. I expect you is trust me. It's none of their business how you got it. Oh, it's going to be perfect. They're not going to even question it. Can you do that? I said, I sure can. Lord, you're so good to work for. Glory! Nobody would have cared about how I survived. God cared. No one cared if my foot got wet. God cared. How tired I got? God cared. He remembered all those times that I've read the Word. He loves you. He loves us because we're individual. Out there, there's something unique about each one of you that's very special. And what I'm trying to say, you don't learn it in a churchy setting. Churchy is manny. Spiritual is godly. Godly is every place. There's no limitation. He's not just the church. Maybe churchy's not there. We may be churchy, the spiritual is evil, some of it. It's away from God. Shame on us. Shame. America has bought in that same plan. The plan of man that speaks by the dictates of his mind. We got to speak from the things that's in our heart that comes from the Spirit of God. Alive! That germinates right thinking. That germinates right speaking. The anointing that breaks the yoke. This great chasm that's come upon mankind. That's locked the men under bondage. That they need to be set free. And the only way they can be set free is by God's mighty hand. God's hand is not slack that he cannot reach. He's here to help you, to deliver you, to set you free, to anoint you, to strengthen you, that you might be a living soul forever. That's the bottom line. When you leave this world, we're going to get a new body. But you need to retain that spirit, your soul. He's going to transport it into a new body. You're going to be a living creature forever and ever and ever. While you're here, you're going to do what you can for the Spirit of God because it's going to be worth it all to live for God. By the way, when that machine went into the shop, the young fellow, I know him real well. He's a little bit younger than I am. He said that parts order was perfect. Even though I had to pull the engine out, crankshaft had to come out of it. Even the timing gears on the end of the crankshaft was messed up. All things that God said was had to have a new oil pump. The old one wore out. Nothing repairable. The Lord only can know those things. I started realizing that my prayers meant a lot to the Lord. Now I'm telling you out here today, this is going out to everybody, your prayers to be such that when you pray, God hears you. He expects that out of all of us. Now how you get that place, it's between you and the Lord, how you get there. But that is where you should get to arrive to that point. Sometime in life, that should be your desire that He can trust you so much. He says, that's my child. See, life is that way. There's a lot of problems we face. But we have to have that one to help us through it. We never know when someone's going to dart out in front of us and God's, it's over with. We've been bought with a price. And God feels we should be such at a height that we're doing the will of God. We're the temple of the Holy Ghost. We're not the temple of the Holy Ghost because we don't do the will of God. Our temples are sort of pretty filthy. They're not cleaned out. They're not swept. They're not what we're supposed to be. We need to put a little clean paint, little things on these things to touch it up a little bit. Because God wants us to be a temple for Him. God wants us to be a representative where we go. When you do things for God, it works right. You can work days and nothing happens. God, there it happens automatically. God is your strength. God is your hope. It says, but the spiritual man judgeth all things. The spiritual man judgeth all things. The spiritual man judgeth all things. But yet himself is judging no man. It means if they judge you, you don't have to worry about it because it's not from God. God is your judge. God is your keeper. You don't have to worry. You don't work for that people no longer. You're working from a heavenly ones. You're working for the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. You're all your attention. You don't have to hear nothing. Only what God says. You know, that's our trouble. We try to hear too many voices. We try to hear what this one says, and those comparing notes don't work very good. That's why God says we have to come out from it being separate. He wants to be separated toward Him. We want to be singular toward Him. Our eyes upon the Lord. He wants to keep us in this last hour because there's perilous times are coming. There's going to be struggles. And I'm really sure that we're going to may have some serious things happening very shortly. It's going to be where the hospitals are not going to have room. Lord, show me there's such an influx. Our borders, it's like Satan. He's coming in. The people are coming in everywhere too. It's like we're like a bunch of rats. Coming in the ship, our nation's doing that. Lord, show me this yesterday and how it's gonna defeat us very fast. The Christians, their hope is in the Lord. But there's gonna see something happen. America, but don't straighten up. The Lord told me yesterday is gonna be at least a third or fourth world nation at the best. People are coming in the millions and there are all kinds of isms. That's the one thing God told the Israelites, keep out the Hittites, the Canaanites. The Jebusites, all these things, because they'll do your land in. They'll pull you down. It's pulling us down as a nation. We're going to be, so I out there you just say, if one thing else, get out of the service. You need to seek God, because there's a day coming very shortly that you're not maybe survive. It's going to be that bad. It's that critical. It's not going to be normal going down like it is right now. It's going to catch up real fast. I can see in the spirit. If things south of here, it's really getting bad. And the north is probably not so bad. But there's things happening. Things that's critical. That we need to awake. Bible says, knowing the time, I'm going to leave this scripture. And knowing the time, now is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believe. It's nearer than you believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off all the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor. We need that armor of God. The armor of light. The armor. The grace of God to bring us salvation has taught us to be out of this world. We're to be ready. We're to walk by faith. But our trust. The Bible says He knoweth them that trust in Him. Out there, child of God, dear child of God out there, you got to trust God. He is what you got to trust in. And if you don't have a relationship with Him, it's hard to trust in someone you don't know about. Cry out there today, all of you, seek God, search for Him, because you need that That hope that you can hang on to. And we're in desperate times. Brother Freedom's showing you there's desperate times and you need to be ready for that time. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you. Keep this day. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen.
Amen. And thank you for joining us. God bless you.